Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, the House was in session this weekend, worked on a lot of legislation, including an important bill to help protect folks' Second Amendment rights from unnecessary regulations at the local level. What's going on here?
Well, this is a very important bill to ensure the gun rights of law-abiding citizens are protected. The legislation would combat really illegal efforts by local governments to enact their own gun regulations. Our nation's constitution and also our state constitution guarantees the right of the people to keep and bear arms. And when local governments try to pass their own gun regulations contrary to the laws of the Commonwealth, they are infringing on those rights. So the legislation would combat that by deterring illegal ordinances, by requiring local governments that enact illegal ordinances to reimburse reasonable attorney fees and costs related to any successful lawsuit challenging said illegal ordinances. I think this is something that's very important. We need uniformity across the Commonwealth in this regard. We don't want any law-abiding citizen to unknowingly break a local ordinance just by traveling through the state. So uniformity is very important. We've passed this measure in the past, but the Supreme Court struck it down on a technicality back in 2014. So it's very important that we get this reenacted into law, and now the bill will move on to the Senate for consideration.
There's also a lot of talk about getting the state out of the liquor business, and I understand some bills were considered that will go in this direction. What's going on?
Well, the House passed four bills this week aimed at continuing our reforms to the liquor system in Pennsylvania, and specifically the four-bill package would expand opportunities such as establishing licenses for retail stores to sell wine and spirits, authorizing licensees with a certain seating capacity to sell spirits in addition to wine, allow private wine retailers and importers to have more control over the supply, delivery, and pricing of wine, and really reforms that are designed to gradually dismantle the archaic system of the state selling alcohol and provide more opportunities for the private sector. In addition, the real goal is to provide for convenience for customers in Pennsylvania. I think these bills could go a long way in that regard, and these bills will also move to the Senate for consideration.
And of course, you're chairman of the House Ag Committee, and forest products is a big part of the ag industry in Pennsylvania, and you are going to be having a meeting up your way real soon to talk about that issue. What's going on here?
Well, the House Agriculture and Rural Affairs Committee is traveling to McKean County next week on Wednesday, May 3rd, to participate in a public meeting to discuss the forest products industry and really how important that is to our local economy and our state economy. People don't often think about the forest products industry as part of our agriculture industry, but it certainly is. And we know in the northern tier of Pennsylvania just how important that is. We have a roundtable discussion at 9 a.m. on Wednesday at the University of Pittsburgh at Bradford. We're going to be discussing many different aspects of the forest products industry and talking about challenges that the industry faces, with the goal of explaining some of the challenges and really trying to formulate solutions to assist the forest products industry. So, as I said, the meeting's open to the public, and I'm looking forward to the discussion.
And you recently delivered a citation to some folks in the conservation business up your direction. What's going on here?
In honor of Conservation District Week in Pennsylvania, which is April 23rd through the 30th, I was pleased to present a citation recognizing the Pennsylvania Association of Conservation Districts to some of our local conservation district leaders, including McKean County Conservation District Director Sandy Thompson and Commissioner Cliff Lane, who traveled to Harrisburg this week. Our conservation districts do an excellent job of providing service in all of our counties, and I'm certainly glad to recognize all their good work.
And a young entrepreneur in your area recently received special recognition for a project he's been working on. What's going on here?
Well, I had the opportunity to attend the Pennsylvania Wilds annual dinner and banquet where they awarded champions in the wilds, and one of the awards was the Inspiring Youth Award, and that was presented to Nathan Wilson of Kane. Nathan is very deserving of this honor. He has a small business called Nate's Maple Syrup. It's quite impressive. Some years he actually produces upwards of 100 gallons of maple syrup. So very deserving, and I was glad to present him with a citation from the House of Representatives recognizing his achievement.
Representative Causer, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your State Representative, Martin Causer.